Since the late 1880s, the village of Provincetown at the tip of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, has enjoyed a reputation as one of America's best-known art colonies. But gentrification and soaring real estate prices are taking their toll on the artists. As Dan Tridle from member stations WCAI and WNAN on Cape Cod reports, Provincetown residents are now trying to find creative ways to deal with the problem.
When singer Patti Page crooned about the romance of sand dunes, sea air, and moonlight in her 1957 hit Old Cape Cod, she was probably singing about Provincetown. It's one of the most popular tourist destinations on the East Coast, drawing visitors to its spectacular scenery, lively shopping, and an anything-goes festive atmosphere. Its year-round population of about 4,000 balloons to more than 50,000 daily during the tourist season. But more than anything, the arts dominate this town. A list of artists and writers who spent time here reads like a who's who of 20th century art. Eugene O'Neill, Norman Mailer, Stanley Kunitz among them. Hundreds of up-and-coming artists and writers still attend schools and workshops throughout the year. But times have changed. Director of the Fine Arts Work Center, Hunter Ohanian.
Things are not as easy as they used to be. You just simply can't rent a shack someplace and go out and work the way you could years ago.
Provincetown is in the midst of a major housing crisis. The town itself is small, about 8.25 square miles, 70% of it taken up by the Cape Cod National Seashore. Much of the available property has been snapped up by affluent visitors and remodeled into expensive vacation homes. Those houses that are for sale are too costly for the average artist. Rentals are scarce. In some cases, rents and sale prices have more than tripled in the past 5 years. Sculptor Paul Bowen moved to Provincetown in the late 70s.
It's difficult to imagine owning real estate here. It would be nice to have a house with really large studio space, but property prices are such that that's almost out of the question at this point. You're really looking at $500,000 for a house and really good workspace now.
Bowen stays because this is the perfect place for him to practice his art. He once rented a shed and converted it into an art studio, paying the owner in art. At other times, he's used his plumbing and carpentry skills to remodel someone else's dilapidated barn and bartered the rent. But other artists might not be so adaptable, and there's concern in some circles that Provincetown might be losing the next generation of artists because they can't afford to move here. Marion Roth quit her job as a political science professor and moved to Provincetown 20 years ago to do photography. She says it would be tough to do that today because of the real estate crunch.
I know there are other places in the country that are experiencing exactly the same thing, but it's very hard in a town that doesn't have the kind of economy where you can get a job easily, so that you have to kind of invent a way of life here, which makes it difficult.
Roth says people who are determined to live an artist's life in Provincetown will find a way to remain. Hunter Ohanian's Fine Arts Work Center is among the groups working to keep artists in town.
Between the light, the natural beauty of the ocean, physically where we're located, the quaintness of the village that we're in, I think will always attract people. What we need to make sure, though, is that they can have a life here which is meaningful, that there's an exchange of ideas and provides them an opportunity to earn an income and live in a habitable place.
Carpenters are finishing up work in an art-filled three-story open-air complex in the center of town called Whaler's Wharf. It's a beloved local landmark that was virtually destroyed by fire 3 years ago. The rebuilt Whaler's Wharf includes 20 small art studios that rent for $200 a month, affordable even for starving artists. Community preservationist Ginny Binder spearheaded this project. She says the rebuilding has been an inspiration for the town.
Retaining a sense of place for artists is really what gives a community its character.
Provincetown has endured many transitions since its early days as a prosperous whaling village. How it solves its current housing dilemma will determine whether it remains a vibrant arts community or makes yet another transition, becoming a vacation paradise for the wealthy. For NPR News, I'm Dan Tridle in Provincetown, Massachusetts.